Welcome to the DGO podcast, episode number one, and today we are going to read and answer some questions that suicide. What the hell? I'm listening to XXX sad. So that just came to mind. Questions that feminists have for men, and if you get offended by this video, I apologize. But I have how many questions? I have 22 questions here that feminists have for men. So the first question says, how does it feel to be the same gender as Donald Trump? Now, hold on, before I say anything, I did get these questions from a YouTube video. I just looked up questions feminists have for men, and it popped up as the first one. So the first question says, how does it feel to be the same gender as Donald Trump? I mean, like, we can all be aliens. Donald Trump could be an alien. Also, Donald Trump? Why Donald Trump? Is it because he's racist? Or he's offensive? Why not, like, Osama bin Laden or Hitler, you know? Like, second question is, everyone likes The Notebook. Everyone likes Beyonce. It's just a fact. Oh, I'm sorry to tell you, but that is very much an opinion. Because I like Beyonce's music, but I don't like The Notebook. I've watched it once and I never liked it. So that very much isn't an opinion. Why do you make women sit around and talk about men in movies? When have men forced women to talk about men in movies? I've never in my life have I ever heard, seen, or viewed via internet men forcing women to talk about men in movies. Sorry. How can men easily sit around and talk about boobs for hours? Well, and it's 2018, so men usually talk about boobs because they're curious and they don't have any. But my friends, nowadays, men talk about boobs for an easy 2 minutes and then go to homophobic remarks. So, you know. All right. Number 5. Why are you surprised when women are funny? And the next quote says, I'm probably funnier than you. Well, there's this comedian named Amy. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but her name is Amy. And I do not like Amy. Alright, I don't find her jokes funny, I don't find her personality funny, and it's not because I'm against her, or against women, I just do not like her comedy, and a lot of people agree with me. So, in my eyes, I think that Amy put a mark on women in comedy. So when men talk to women and they realize that they're funny, they're like, oh my god, you're funny, I did not know that, I would never realize that. So I think that answers the question as best as I can. Number 6 says, why can't I sleep with a ton of men without being called a slut, but a man can do it and be congratulated? It's unladylike to sleep with a bunch of men. So I think that a lot of people judge because they're like, oh no, you're not supposed to do that, only men are, because we're cooler. But it's also ungentlemanlike to sleep with a bunch of women and have sex with a bunch of women. Also, some are congratulated, but at the same time, some are also congratulated with the thing we like to call STDs and blue waffles. So even though we are congratulated, we are scarred for life because our penis looks like a pimple factory. Number 7 is, in what world does no mean no? And, the alternate universe of number 8, why do you say that women are too emotional to be leaders? Well, it is scientifically proven that women are more emotional than men, but none of us are saying that they're too emotional to be leaders, because there are some very, very strong, independent women who are leaders out there. But I think men say that because if women are leaders and it becomes like a life or death situation, the leader, the female leader, would become like a damsel in distress. So I think that's why most men say that. But that's not my belief. I just, you know, I wrote it down. Man, I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this. Number 9, why do you think I owe you my body if you're being nice to me? Well, that depends on what the guy has been nice to you to. If the guy, for example, my stepdad, he paid all my mom's bills. He let me he let my family, my mom, my two sisters, me live in his house, and then we moved into our own house. So if he helps you financially, I mean, like, it's pretty good, man. If I was a female and this dude helped me out financially, I would give him something that he would want. You know what I mean? So that answers that question. I'm going to be on the news. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, 13-year-olds are anti-feminism now. Anti-feminism. All right, number 10. How come you harass women in public and it's funny, but if someone does it to your sister, it's not okay? Because we as a race are very hypocritical. There we go. And also, if someone talks about our family or friends, close friends, we are usually more offended by that because they're our family. And, like, compared to a random stranger. Number 11, why do you spread your legs? I get you have a penis, but you don't see me spreading my arms because I have boobs. Well, your arms don't crush your boobs. If all men were to close their legs in satisfaction of woman, our balls would pop. They really would. And it really hurts. I can't even close my legs because it hurts. But that is child pornography. Man. Number 12. Why are women seen as a weak sex even though we give birth to you? Well, it's, again, scientifically proven that men are stronger than women due to, like, testosterone, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But also, giving birth doesn't mean you're strong. It's more of a thing of durability, if that makes any sense. Because, like, if you're giving birth, you're not like, I'm strong! And, like, your veins start popping out of your mouth, or neck, mouth, and, like, arms and stuff like that. It's like a durability test, but it's not, if that makes any sense. It's making sense to me, so I'm just gonna stick with it. What is, I can't even read my, oh, why are you always trying to prove your masculinity? Because men like to show off. They really do, let me tell you. I don't like to show off myself, because I have nothing to show off. But most men do like to show off. Number 14 is, why the F word is it unladylike to cuss? Now, in the video, she says this, but still bleeps out the F word. But it is unladylike for women to cuss, but it's also ungentlemanlike for men to cuss. So, it's equal. How does it feel to be hit in the nuts? Or in the balls, my bad. You know that one X-ray move that Johnny Cash does when he hits you in the nuts and your nuts explode? It feels like that, but if you're looking at it and you feel it, it feels like that. It feels like your entire testicles and shaft have been pushed right up your body and they just exploded. But for women, it feels like you grab a sledgehammer and grab it in, like, full power right to your chest. That's what it feels like. Right to your breast. That's what it pretty much feels like. Why do you think a woman's on her period just because she's angry? Well, that, it's, again, scientifically proven that women get mad if they're on their period because of the hormones, whatever. But to be honest, if I was bleeding, if I was aching, if I was hurting, I'd be hella angry too. But women are known to use the phrase, it's that time of month again, I apologize. So, you know, yeah. Number 17, do you have a coochie? No, that's what separates men from women, because we have penises. Penisism. why are straight men so obsessed with lesbian porn? Well, due to some research that was 110% it was 110% research, not anything else. Pornhub estimates that more women watch lesbian porn than men. So let me ask you a question. Why are you so obsessed with lesbian porn? Number 19, do you ever get tired of being so manly? I don't think any man intentionally tries to be manly. And I don't think a straight guy is going to wake up one day and be like, man, I'm tired of being so manly, so I'm going to go get my purse and my nails done. That is not a stereotype to gay people. But, you know, I don't think that we get tired from being manly. Okay. Why are all men afraid of gender equality? Why would you say all men, first off? I know there's a lot of sexist people out there, and a lot of disgusting sexist people out there, but most of us aren't. So you saying all men is like us telling you, like, why do you have a vagina and not a penis? Huh? Answer that. So from you saying, why are all men afraid of gender equality, is like me saying, why do you have a private part that's different than mine?
Right?
Also, I'm not afraid of gender equality, so I can't answer this question in the perspective of myself, but I can't answer the question in the perspective of a sexist person, because I'm not sexist. Number 21. Why are opinionated women seen as B-words? I don't see them like that. So, opinions should be listened to and acknowledged. So yeah, that's my question. Number 22, why don't you stand up if you hear your friend saying offensive jokes towards women? Well, again, we just make homophobic jokes now. It's 2018. We changed our format. So that's all the questions I have. Get out of here. We asked all the questions. What is this song? Oh, it's Lucid Dreams. It's a good song. I know. Is that what it's called? Yeah. Anyways, yeah. That's all the questions I have for today. Again, if you did get offended, I apologize a lot. This was for my opinion and the opinion of other people. Shadow in my room, can't take back the love that I did. It's a good song. You should listen to it. What is it called? Live Lemon. Juice WRLD by Lucid Dreams on Juice WRLD. It's good. It's muy bueno. First episode of DGO Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, share and subscribe. Yeah.